Let's see, we read in this week's parsha the incredible idea of the Nazir. So the Torah tells us, this is in the beginning of Perek Vav, Vaydaber Shema Moshe Limar, Daber al B'nei Yisrael Amarta Aleim, Ish Isha Kiyafli Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir Lahashem. Torah speaks about a person who takes a Neder Nazirus, a Nazirite vow. We're familiar with the details. The person abstains from drinking wine, eating grapes, coming in contact with the dead, all in an effort to further his Kiddusha. And Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kutei Halachas something so incredible. The Rebbe has essentially advanced as a two-part idea. Part one is, what is the nature of a neder? What is it exactly when a person takes a vow and a person does something? So the Rebbe says, remember, the Lashon the Torah uses is kiyafli. When a person, so we translate yafli as articulate. But the truth is, the shorish of yafli is also pella, a wonderment, an amazement. What's the pella of nedarim? That a person could say something and with words could change realities. And with word could create isum, could create prohibitions that did not go ahead and exist before. So for example, the nazir goes ahead, takes a glass of wine before he made the neder, so the wine was totally permitted. Not only was the wine permitted, but it's even possible that the wine could be used for a mitzvah. Now he goes ahead and he makes the neder, and what occurs? Suddenly, again, now at this point in time, the wine is usser. But not only is the wine usser, but ultimately, again, the wine is usser. The Rebbe says, "Be'isser chamer min haTorah." The wine is usser midoraisa. Person creates a biblical prohibition. When you take a neder, when you take a vow and you ask for something, you prohibit something. The power of that vow is that it creates a biblical prohibition upon the item that you are vowing about. The Nazir makes a neder not to drink wine. So by definition, that wine becomes biblically prohibited. So the Rebbe, so part one, the Rebbe says, so what's the pshat? Why does it, what's the deeper meaning of a neder? And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Va'ikar ha'koach hu bepi v'libo. Shevalibo choshek lekadesh es atzmo beize kedusha precious umotzi chishko uretzono befif. So Rebbe says, what's a neder? A neder is the verbal manifestation of an internal, emotional, spiritual yearning and pining for greatness. A person has a stirring within himself to want something bigger, to want something better. Person deep down knows that I could do better, I could do more, I can be more. But the problem with yearning and the problem with internal desires is they come and they go. You could want something one moment and then the desire for that is fleeting. You're on to the next thing. So what's the goal? In that moment when you feel that internal stirring, in that moment when you feel that internal desire to be more and to want more, the goal is to articulate that desire in the form of a neder. Take that internal yearning and pining and bemotzi it, articulate it in the form of a neder. And when you do that, you take that yearning, you take that pining, and you create a new reality. And not any reality, but you actually create for yourself a brand new biblical reality. What begins with the stirring on the inside of the individual is articulated through a statement, a neder, a vow. That vow prohibits something. What does a person prohibit? On a most basic level, what does a person make a neder about? You make a neder to prohibit those things generally that are holding you back. In the case of the nazir, there's something about wine that's holding him back. So he makes a neder, I'm not going to drink wine. Somehow, whether it was inappropriate alcohol consumption, too much consumption, consuming it with the wrong company, whatever it is, he got himself into trouble with wine. So he makes a neder. But that neder doesn't begin with the articulation. That neder begins with an internal stirring. It's something inside of the nazir that says, I want to be more, I need to be more. And what begins with the stirring manifests itself in the verbal declaration, making himself into a nazir. Nazir is not the only example. Anytime a person makes a neder, prohibiting something to himself, that verbal articulation is the manifestation of that internal yearning and wanting to be more and to do more. And when you say it, you create mamish, a daraisa. You create a brand new mitzvah. You create a biblical prohibition that if the Nazir drinks wine, even though again he prohibited it upon himself, if he drinks it, it's mamish nezer d'oraisa, it's a biblical prohibition. You make a nezer to prohibit something. If you violate that nezer, you have violated a biblical prohibition of your own creation, of your own making. So lesson number one says that Rebbe is, first of all, the dynamics of a nezer. An internal yearning and pining for something greater that manifests itself in a declaration to prohibit that thing which is holding me back. Say it. Name the demon. Name the struggle. And prohibit it to yourself. Tell yourself, I can be more. I want to do more. I want to accomplish more. This thing is holding me back. And so I'm moving it out of my way. And I think the first lesson that the Rebbe is teaching us is that so often in life, we have good machshavas, we have good thoughts. We want things. But wanting things is never enough. You have to take that want, that desire, that aspiration, and you have to turn it into something actional. You have to turn it into something dramatic. You have to turn it into momentum. It's never enough just to want things in your heart. You have to take those internal desires and stirrings, and you have to somehow translate them into dynamic action. But then the Rebbe goes on, and he says, but I don't understand. How could it be that a human being, that a person, could effectively create a new mitzvah in the Torah? Now, I know this sounds strange, but at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, that's what a neder is. When a person makes a neder, what he's doing is, he is creating a brand new prohibition. He's creating a brand new iser. So how does a person have the ability to do that? Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislates mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates commandments. How do I, as a mere mortal, have the ability to suddenly introduce new biblical legislation? And here, the Rebbe advances something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe quotes the famous dictum of Chazal, of Kutsha Bricho, Araiso, Yisrael Chatu. God, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one entity. My neshama, my soul, is a nitzutz, is a spark, is a chelek eloka mima'al mamish, is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a piece of God that lives within me. And therefore posits to Rebbe something absolutely amazing. Alkein, yesh lo koach befiv lindor neder, v'la'asos le'atzmo mitzvos kinafsho. The Rebbe here says, and get ready for this, the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to legislate mitzvos, I have the ability to do the same as well. What does that mean? The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to create tariag mitzvos, if I feel the need to create an additional prohibition for myself to achieve higher levels of holiness, because I am a spark, because I am an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, I have the ability to legislate new laws. Now, obviously, this concept of the Rebbe is meant on a hashkafic level. We do have a biblical prohibition to add on to the Torah, to add on to mitzvos. We're talking about in a very specific way that if I know that something in life is holding me back, and the only way for me to move myself forward is to prohibit that thing to myself, so that I can advance my life cause, so that I can move myself forward. I have the ability to introduce new biblical legislation. I have the ability to create an Isser D'Oraisa. When I become a Nazir and I prohibit wine, that wine is biblically prohibited to me. You'll say, how can I create a biblical prohibition? Because I am a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I am a spark of God. Because me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah are all one entity. And because of that, I have the ability to create an Isser, to create a prohibition for myself. Herein, says the Rebbe, lies the incredible power of Nedarim. See what the Neder, in essence, tells us. The Neder highlights our greatness. The Neder tells me the fact that I have the ability to introduce a new Isser D'Oraisa, a new biblical legislation, tells me that I am an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am an extension of Torah. And because of that, I can create new Isurim. And if we link this back to the beginning, and that's why when I feel that stirring inside of me, where does that stirring come from? You know, sometimes in life we have a feeling that I know I could be more, I know I want to do more, I know I want to be more. Where does that come from? That comes from the fact that deep down in my soul, I know that I am a spark of God. I am an extension of Torah. I am an extension of the divine. And I need to live a life that reflects that reality. But the yearning and the pining is not enough. I have to take that yearning and pining and I have to somehow translate it into something dramatic, something dynamic. I have to identify the things that are holding me back in life and usher them, make them usher, make them prohibited, create an Isra Daraisa. But I'm a mere mortal. How can I create an Isra Daraisa? Because I'm not a mere mortal. I am a spark of God. I am a letter of the Torah. The Ribono Shel Olam, me, Klal Yisrael, and Torah are all one entity. And so we find that the Nazir, Nedarim, represents this incredible circle. Yearning and pining is not enough. That yearning and pining comes from the fact that I have a spark of God in me, that I am an extension of Torah. Don't let the yearning remain a yearning. Create new life legislation for yourself. Unless you think that you don't have the power to create life legislation, because only God creates legislation, always remember that you are an extension and a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're an extension and a letter of the Torah. And because you have that incredible holiness inside of you, we each have the incredible capacity to accomplish great things. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to be in touch enough with our neshamas to feel the stirring, to feel the yearning. We should find the koach to translate the internal yearning into something dynamic and actional. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to feel the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, of us, all existing as one dynamic entity. And we should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to overcome our challenges, to overcome our struggles, to translate that internal yearning into something beautiful, and in Meretz Hashem, become one with our God, become one with our Torah. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening, a good and Erev Shabbos, and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.